USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Merry Christmas. Russian troops are reportedly withdrawing to what they call their permanent deployment points from the Ukraine border, and that's according to Interfax News. It's reporting quotes from the Russian military. The troop withdrawal only seems to represent a fraction of the upwards of 100,000 Russian troops, though, who are thought to be stationed near that border. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is encouraging Western nations to band together against China. In an interview with Global Television, Trudeau said, quote, "We need to do a better job of working together and standing strong so China can't play the angles and divide us one against the other." The lead singer of the Marvelettes has died. Wanda Young was 78. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. But call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Commander-in-Chief delivers a Christmas video message with U.S. troops around the world.
As your Commander-in-Chief, I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a poor substitute for what you're missing, but I understand. I just want you to know how much we care. We're grateful for your courage, your sacrifice, not only your sacrifice, but your family's sacrifice.
President Biden was on a video link from the White House along with First Lady Jill Biden. Biden again calling the men and women on active duty the solid steel spine of America. As Christmas weekend continues, so do the flight delays and cancellations that have been going on now for several days. According to FlightAware, U.S. Airlines canceled or delayed more than 3,000 flights. On Saturday, more than 6,000 delayed or scrubbed around the world. Many airline workers are suffering with COVID-19, and there's been bad weather, especially in the western U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you, too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The world's biggest, most powerful space telescope has a Christmas morning launch from South America.
James Webb begins a voyage back to the birth of the universe.
The $10 billion telescope heading about a million miles from Earth, and they'll be looking for new exoplanets. We told you earlier that Wanda Young, the lead singer of the 60s group The Marvelettes, has passed away. Well, a legendary bluegrass banjo player has also died. J.D. Crowe's family saying on his Facebook fan page he died on Friday morning. He was 84. Police in England reporting the Christmas Day arrest of an armed intruder at Windsor Castle. The Thames Valley police saying that the 19-year-old Southampton man was taken into custody almost immediately after he set foot on the grounds. They didn't discuss his possible motive, but they did say he was carrying an offensive weapon. The royal family, several members of it, including Queen Elizabeth herself, were spending the Christmas Day at Windsor Castle. And a Pittsburgh-area bakery whipped up a 7-foot-tall snowman made of bread for the holidays. Mancini's Bakery celebrating Christmas last year with an 8-foot-tall Christmas tree. This year they made Frosty the Doughman. And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, Merry Christmas. I'm Chris Barnes.